Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're joining us from worldwide. I'm Sterling, and it's great to have you back on the channel. This show is being recorded on Saturday, the 12th of October, 2024, and will be posted to the channel on Sunday, October 13th, 2024. As always, these shows are provided for entertainment purposes only. All the information I share with you comes directly real time through my guides, angels, extended spiritual council, ETs, famous people from history, so for entertainment purposes only. And for those of you to reach me, go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com. Look for the book a session tab. Very easy from there. I do believe there's still some dates in March, April, and May of 2025 next year. And if you'd like, you can also join our Platinum membership. That entitles you to live streams that we do on Friday mornings, Pacific time zone. We answer just a plethora of questions, including personal questions, all sorts of things. You can join the Platinum membership. There's a simple join button on the front page of the YouTube channel, Sterling Psychic Medium, or on our homepage of the website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. If you're new to these shows, we pull questions from our community board that we had 369 questions this week, and we put up requests on Mondays. And then my wife does go through them. I think we screen them down. She did to 80 questions here. And then we go through them for you real time with these 80 questions. So, with any further delay, let's get going on today's show. Question number 80. Hi, Sterling and team. Will the great battle-born state of Nevada vote for Kamala Harris and Jackie Rosen for Senate? Yes, it appears that they will both win in Nevada. 79, greetings, Sterling. There are reports of ambulances seen rushing to the Kremlin in the past couple of days. Will there be a new leader in the next 30 days in Russia? No, I do not see a new leader in the Kremlin over the next 30 days. And it looks to me like what they're telling me that the ambulances had something to do with some other medical event occurring at that location, that it wasn't directly related to Putin. 78. Hello, Sterling and team. When extraterrestrials provide technical knowledge to us, to humanity, do they ever consider an ethical concern or request the information be used to benefit everyone, not just giving a few financial profitability? Yes, but in my experience, in all cases, the thousands that I communicate with, that they actually share information around health, science, energy, in order to kind of accelerate humanity and keep humanity safer. In some cases, humanity has misused technology, like the Ark of the Covenant, which is a very powerful power source. I won't go into a lot of detail here, but it was actually taken back off the planet. So they do monitor the way technology information is used. That's definitely the case. 77, what will come of Lina Khan at the Federal Trade Commission? Billionaires on both sides, Democrats and Republicans, are spending a great deal of money to remove her in protecting America. She has successfully sued big corporations for antitrust violations, including Amazon, Microsoft, Facebook, Meta, Kroger, Rite Aid, Lockheed Martin, and much more. I'm being told she'll be in place for like another 1 to 2 years here, so she'll continue a lot of the work she's doing around large corporations and large entities. But they're saying that she's going to be there for like another 1 to 2 years here. 76. Hello, Sterling. How do extraterrestrials know how to intervene and prevent major cataclysmic events like large-scale wars? How do they know if these events will actually happen? Are they clairvoyant? Are they present on site at all times? Well, first of all, as an advanced species, they have access to the Akashic records, just like a lot of psychic mediums do here, and a lot of individuals. Akashic records are the record of everything in the universe, past, present, and future. So that's a good reference. The other is, in a physical way, they actually provide surveillance around the planet, around Earth, and that's why there's thousands of extraterrestrial ship sightings. Do a lot of surveillance, and they actually understand humanity's intentions because there's also a lot of telepathic communication. So the sum total of the Akashic records, physical surveillance, telepathic communication gives them a very good idea of what's happening here on Earth and how to prevent large scale, cataclysmic events for humanity. 75, hi Sterling and team. What are portals and can humans go through them if they can, where they end up? So portals are gateways or shortcuts through the universe. So they allow you to transcend what would have been, millions of light years into fractions of a second. Now, humans don't go through portals per se. A lot of spiritual entities do, extraterrestrials. Humans or Homo sapiens sapiens have gone through portals on extraterrestrial ships. So if you have a extraterrestrial ship, you can certainly move through a portal that way. Homo sapiens sapiens cannot physically move through the largest portals. My team is saying there's actually some very small portals that sometimes give you a little bit of a time lapse on Earth. So it's not the same as the larger portals that allow you to transcend galaxies or transcend the universe. But there's some smaller portals on Earth that you can walk through, and they actually give you a little bit of a shift in time. So you don't really go anywhere, but they give you a little shift in time. But by and large, portals are shortcuts across the universe. 74. Hello, Sterling and team. Will CRISPR technology help COPD emphysema patients in the near future? CRISPR technology, for those who aren't familiar with it, is functionally gene editing technology. I get from my team, they've already identified nine critical genes to this whole area of C lung disease, COPD, emphysema. Looks like within about 10 years here, with like a lot of CRISPR technology, there'll be a medication, a vaccine out that will slow down the progression. And then, like another 5 years past that, or 15 years from now, 1-5. There'll be actually a medication that'll actually help to repair a damage done by these lung diseases. So I've always seen a lot of these gene editing technologies, the first round of vaccines or medications, they stop or slow down the progression of a disease. And then they get to like phase two, which is actually how to repairing damage that's been done, cellular damage. 73, Sterling. When do you anticipate the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals reversing Aileen Cannon's order removing Jack Smith as special counsel from the special documents case? When will she be removed as the judge from the case? Will it happen before the election, before the end of 2024? I don't see any progress. Okay, first off, removing Aileen Cannon until after the election. And they're asking about reversing Aileen Cannon's removing Jack Smith's order. It looks like it's already in effect, or they're already starting to. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals is already in the process of reversing her. They're talking to me real time here. They're actually, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals is already right now on top of reversing her claim that the special counsel should be removed. So whether that comes into the public just before the election or after the election, it looks like the timing is right around there. Jack Smith will not be removed. They'll actually appeal Aileen Cannon's decision. And then as far as like her removal, it comes out into next year, like 2025. 72, hello Sterling. With the rampant disinformation that continues to undermine the public's trust and confidence in our government, will there ever be stronger free speech restrictions on what politicians, podcasters, TV personalities are able to say, etc.? Don't pick up any stronger free speech restrictions, but what I do pick up is very notably, there's going to be real-time artificial intelligence algorithms on everybody's smartphone, even starting next year in 2025. So you'll actually be able to have a separate app, for example, running in the background that'll give you like a truth score. Like 100% would mean whatever's being said is all based in fact. And anything that's like below 50% score means that it's non-credible or there's fictional information interwoven here. But there's going to be real-time artificial intelligence app technology everybody have access to, including all the news media centers, and they'll deploy it real time on the airwaves, whether it's social media platforms or on terrestrial broadcasts or streaming platforms. It's all coming up. So no incredible restrictions, but new technology that'll allow you to give a litmus test to all statements being made. 71, did the 60 Minutes interview with Kamala Harris change the minds of undecided voters? I get it had no real effect on undecided voters. So it's kind of a non-starter, no bad effect, no good effect. That a lot of undecided voters are looking deeper into a lot of other areas in order to make their decision. But I don't get the 60 minutes interview had a big effect, one way or the other. 70, it seems 45 lashes out at anyone who crosses him or disappoints him. I've always felt that at one point he would lash out at his followers. What do your guides think about this? You know, he's already lashed out at some of his followers using hate speech. So that's actually already taken place, is what my team's telling me. But they seem to bounce back because then, you know, it goes from like one week to the next. Now, some particular group of followers for 45 are not being targeted. Now it's a different group. That's his style, and it's already kind of baked into the whole equation of the way people perceive 45. It still energizes his voters overall. It's a crazy thing. 69, hello, Sterling and team. Will the November 2024 general election be delayed due to climate change and hurricanes and storms? No direct delays due to weather, because I see a lot of other electronic systems and online systems coming on board. They're going to help with that. The delays will occur because of a lot of challenges to the election. So let me, I mean, the election is going to take place, but then, you know, the actual confirmation of the winner is going to take some time. Maybe days on the first round. There'll still be a lot of challenges. They'll go on for months, but I still see Kamala Harris being sworn in January 20th. So my team is just saying kind of a lot of chaos around the election still, but no particular delays just because of the weather events. There's other systems coming in place that'll help with that. 68. Hi, Sterling, love your show. You've often said that during life reviews, every individual soul has to feel the impact that they've had on others, whether good or bad, and the subsequent ripple effects of their impact. How does this universal law play out with people who have outsized their power? For example, do politicians who pass laws that negatively affect millions across generations have to feel the pain of every person affected by those laws? The answer is yes and yes to all the above. So we all experience everything that we create here in life, whatever the effects are on humanity, on individuals, their life paths, we actually, that's all part of our life review when we go across. So it's all meant to be a learning experience. It's not judgment, but it's meant to say, you know, what did you learn when you were down there? What effects did it have, good or bad? And you are asked to feel what other people felt. That's all very true. It's all part of the life review process. 67, hello, Sterling and guys. Will Ron DeSantis lose his next election? Yes, it appears he will not win the next election. I think the next cycle for him is 2026 going into 2027. So it looks like he'll lose the next cycle. And maybe he's not even up for it. I don't know, but they're just saying he's not going to win. 66, the Senate Judiciary Committee has reported that 45 shut down the investigation of Brett Kavanaugh. Evidence was buried that was accused by multiple women of assault. Will this end his tenure on the Supreme Court? I guess this is only going to be one of several factors that are going to be involved in kind of his transition out of the Supreme Court. There's kind of an avalanche of a lot of backroom deals going on for all or many of the Supreme Court justices on the highly conservative side that are all going to come back. So it's kind of an avalanche of things, not just, let's say, this evidence that was suppressed from a lot of multiple women coming forward. That to me is being represented like another nail in the coffin, so to speak. 65. Hello, Sterling and team. Reporting in today's, and they say October 8th, New York Times, Bob Woodward says in his releasing of the book next week, it reveals that 45, number one, sent rare COVID-19 testing of machines to Putin for his personal use early in the pandemic before they were available to the public, and two, has secretly spoken to Putin as many as seven times since leaving office. At the same time, he was pressuring Republicans to block military aid to Ukraine. Will this information have any impact on voters or on holding 45 accountable for those and other treasonous acts? So I mean, I'm sorry to say, no real impact on the election. A lot of the way people view 45 already baked in. You probably heard me say that before. This is going to come out in subsequent litigation for 45 as we get down to 2025. A lot of these elements here, and I do see even our Constitution being strengthened with new amendments to help safeguard some of these kinds of issues of, let's say, prior presidents communicating with other world leaders without notifying the current sitting president or State Department. So there's other, this is all what happened. When a lot of people have a life path that creates havoc, like 45 and chaos, it actually is a catalyst for change. So a lot of change coming out. But as far as the voting is concerned, these new elements in Bob Woodward's book, however concerning they are to the whole world here, it's not a big factor, let's say, in swaying the election. 64, hello, Sterling and team. In 2003, I lost my 15-year-old son due to suicide. My first Mother's Day without him, and with encouragement from my family, I went out and got a puppy. I can't say enough about that dog, definitely a soulmate. Several months later, I was taking the dog out for a walk, which included walking down a set of steps. He always followed me down, but that day, the puppy stopped midway down the steps. It stopped. I turned to look back at him and saw a full apparition of my son. I've never seen this apparition again. Why? What do I and other grieving parents need to do to see an apparition again? So, this is always a gift from the universe when you see an apparition. It's a gift. It takes a lot of soul energy on the other side for individuals to produce that gift. It is in conjunction with your angels and guides and their angels and guides. It's meant to be a confirming message for you. The reason it doesn't happen on an ongoing basis is that the messaging in the universe is to please move on with your life. Everybody that passes on, whether it's suicide or not, is actually starts a brand new life, kind of reborn into the other side. You start a brand new life. So the simple messaging here is that it's meant to be a reassurance, but not a crutch in life. Not to say, okay, I've got to still have that person around me. That person has graduated and moved on, and you actually are graduating away and moving on with your life. You can always communicate with them on the other side, but full-scale apparitions are a gift from the universe, and they're never meant to be an ongoing situation where you kind of lean on that for a crutch. I hope that helps, but you can always reach out in a spiritual sense and connect with every loved one on the other side. 63, hi Sterling and team. Thank you for all the information from the team. I've seen several videos of dogs and cats responding badly to 45 on TV, barking, growling, hissing, and even running from the room. I've seen this in real life, of course, but never to someone on TV. Can you and the team shed some light on what the animals are sensing? So all animals sense energy. They sense good energy, bad energy, energy that's threatening to them. And that's what you're seeing is that, remember, all animals are from the angelic realm, not angels, but they're very highly, they come down with unconditional love. They sense energy. That's the same reason any animal in your house sometimes will maybe be reacting badly to what's going on in the house because they're picking up on your energy. But that's very true when what's going on here with 45 is they actually sense the energy coming from 45. So very common. All animals are just a wonderful litmus test to the energy that's around us. Absolutely. Okay, 62 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. Do you see any catastrophic earthquakes or volcanoes from Yellowstone affecting the Salt Lake City Valley area in the next 50 years? Don't see it in the next 50 years, but I do see it within about 100 years. So more towards a 90 to 100 years from where we are right now. There will be a super volcanic event. It will affect the Salt Lake City area, almost like 1 to 3 feet of ash. But it looks like there'll be a lot of scientific data to be able to guard against that, warn people, warn humanity. But yeah, there's a super eruption coming, but it's closer to 90 to 100 years out. 61, sending love and light to one and all. I have been struggling as a recovering Catholic with death, burial of the body and spirit. Catholicism teaches the body rises, yet the Catholic cemeteries are now allowing cremations and letting them be placed on top of coffin-filled plots. This makes no sense to me. What do your spirit guides and angels say about this? So the body is just a vehicle you use while you're down here, right? So the internal soul, which actually looks like you, actually moves on. So your body is just the car, the vehicle you're using while you're down here. That's why a lot of times on the other side, individuals don't really care what happens to their body once they leave, whether like it's burial or cremation. That's all for the living that are still here. Life is a continuum, and there is no birth, there is no death. It's a continuum of life. Your soul is energy, can't be created or destroyed. So getting back to the religious connotation is that, a lot of religions were modified, in some respects, created by humanity. So inherently, they contain flaws in understanding, like what the one source, the one force is all about. A lot of religions are highly influenced by humanity. So they inherently have some flaws. But anyway, from a spiritual standpoint, your soul completely goes on. Your complete spiritual soul DNA moves on, not connected with what the vehicle you're traveling in down here. So I see why there's some conflict for people around Catholicism and some religions. And I don't study a lot of the religions at all, but I can understand from the one source, the one force, why there's some conflict sometimes the way humans interpret things. 60. Hello, Sterling and team. What is your take on the eerie predictions from Germany's seer, Alois Erlmeyer, looks like. Okay, he passed away in 1959. Some of the predictions have come to pass. He reminds me of Nostradamus. I get he may have had accurate predictions on or around the year 1959 or maybe soon thereafter. But like say predictions of world wars or World War III and 3 days of darkness or something, not accurate. So something is off there. But I get that some predictions he did around the time he lived and maybe a few years after. But there's no connection that I get here around World War III and 3 days of darkness and all that. That's what my team's telling me. 59, hi Sterling, is Elon Musk supporting 45 to get the deregulation that would allow his experiments of his Neuralink chip on humans to expand? There is also massive concern about animal welfare and how the company deals with biological waste, with Adam Schiff asking the Department of Agriculture to investigate, will this happen? So first off, Neuralink is going to continue on. It's really a brain computer interface technology. I do see it being investigated around biological waste, I guess, with that Schiff here, but it doesn't look like it's really going to go anywhere. It's like an investigation, and the company modifies their techniques or something here. But I guess that all the question they asked here. Oh, is 45 supporting 45? Well, no. Elon Musk is supporting 45 for a plethora of issues. He really wants greater control over a lot of his businesses worldwide. And he was also promised a position in the 45 administration. I think it was for like the director of overall economic efficiency or something like that. But that's really why 45. I'm sorry, Elon Musk is supporting 45. But around Neuralink, it's going to continue on. It's just a computer brain interface. It's going to be a technology that'll be around that a lot of individuals will end up using. And Adam Schiff will start the investigation, but it doesn't really substantially go anywhere. 58. Hi, Sterling and team. Recent polling shows Republicans are poised to take the Senate. Has something shifted here that would cause this outcome? It still appears that the Democrats will take the House and the Senate by very narrow margins. I've always said that. Overall, this is not going to be a landslide election around Kamala Harris or the House and the Senate. They're going to come through a winner. Kamala Harris will be a winner in the popular vote and the Electoral College. But none of these are going to be landslides, the House or the Senate, but the Democrats will gain or get a majority in both the House and the Senate. Small margins here. 57, hi Sterling and team. Are extreme storms such as hurricanes a result of global consciousness? When we spew hate and anger toward each other, does that energy reflect in the increasingly violent storms we face here on Earth? No effect whatsoever. This is all about physical climate change and physical elements of humanity and what humanity is doing here. There really are no major spiritual artifacts going on here, these major weather events. These are all physical interactions of humanity with with Earth and with the atmosphere and what's going on here. So yeah, these are not a result of global consciousness, in that if you link global consciousness with taking physical actions on Earth that put the Earth and the atmosphere in danger, that'd be the only connection you could make in that area. 56. Thank you, Sterling and team. Regarding reincarnation, I have accepted that we have lived before and have had readings that resonate with me. I am now trying to wrap my head around that time doesn't exist, and there is only now, which has put a kink in my idea of reincarnation. I would be grateful to have better understanding from the team. So time does in fact exist everywhere. However, time is linear here on Earth, and time is nonlinear in many other dimensions. When time is nonlinear, that means you're actually in an environment that moves faster than the speed of light. That means that you can move forward and backward in time. It's still time. That's how you can reference certain events. So time does exist everywhere in the universe, but whether it's linear or nonlinear, a lot of times has a lot to do with what dimension you're standing in. So my team has just reminded me, so there is not just the here and now. Obviously, if you're in the heaven dimension, moving faster than the speed of light, or other galaxies, universes, you can see forward or backwards in time. 55, Sterling and team, thank you for taking a question. Does sound frequency actually help repair tissue and cell damage? Yes, it can. It's been shown to demonstrate that the very specific frequencies, and scientists are still working with a lot of this, do affect. So frequencies, sound waves, sonic wave technology, affects everything on Earth and every cell in our body. But what I mean by that is that everything in the universe, everything on Earth, is affected by what's called a natural frequency. If you look at like a machine, even the machines have a natural frequency, such that if you stabilize that one frequency, for example, transmitted 58 hertz, 58 cycles per second to some physical device, if that was its natural frequency, it would shake apart. So a natural frequency is a resonant frequency. Even cells have resonant frequencies. So yes, there are certain frequencies. Scientists are still studying all of this. It has not been perfected. But yeah, in many cases, certain frequencies already we've shown to create relaxation. In fact, it's interesting from the music industry standpoint, they've shown that certain subwoofer frequencies, very low frequencies, can create immune system reactions in the body. So yeah, frequency definitely has an effect on the body, and there are certain frequencies that can create healing. It's still being studied and perfected by scientists. 54. What are the ramifications of the two news stories about Brett Kavanaugh and 45 squashing FBI investigations on 4,500 tips related to Kavanaugh, and 45 talking with Putin and sending him COVID machines and tests? I mean, no real ramification short term. This is all relates to a question we answered earlier here in the show. But going forward here in 2025, these will be like another nail in the coffin in all these areas, and cases coming across members of the Supreme Court as well as 45. 53 in the countdown. Hi, Sterling and team. Sean Diddy Combs' private jet, his Gulfstream G550, landed in New Zealand for 2 days recently since he has been arrested. Can you tell us who was on that plane and who they were meeting? What I'm getting is they were executives related to his estate. And so it actually had to do with hiding funds, hiding money. Some sort of a back-end business transaction going on here with hiding assets and even hiding some evidence here to try to safeguard those for the future. So this is like a lot of business estate planning executives going on here working behind the scenes. 52. Hello, Sterling and team. I have a question about paralysis. Is Elon Musk's Neuralink technology or something like this going to help people with paralysis walk again, use their hands? If so, when will this be available? Yes, the answer is that already scientists have made major major breakthroughs in understanding where certain mind centers are critical for mobility and paralysis, that kind of a thing. You know, paralysis is a large topic. Sometimes there could be spinal cord injuries, for example. Again, not a doctor, always have to say that, not a doctor. But a Neuralink is a computer interface for the brain. So it does open, starts to open up a gateway for all sorts of information exchange. But yes, there's a lot of electrode technology coming here for specific areas of the brain. They're going to use artificial intelligence to identify which areas of the brain are responsible for which areas of mobility and enhance that. And then there will be devices coming up that will help with paralysis. You can look for this over the next 5 to 8 years, kind of big breakthroughs in this area. 51, hi Sterling and team. One night my cat Yogi jumped on my bed and woke me up. I went to open the bathroom door thinking he wanted to go out and then saw he wasn't there. He did not come home for days, and I found out that on that exact night, a lady had run him over by accident just behind our house. Did he just come to tell me he had passed away? Yes, a wonderful, wonderful message from your cat, Yogi. This is absolutely a way that individuals, family members, animals will come around us and let us know they're okay. So that was absolutely a divinely guided spiritual apparition of Yogi coming around to say, I love you. I'm okay, Mom. I'm moving on. 50, hi Sterling and team. Which extraterrestrials created the structures at Puma Punco, located near Western Bolivia? What were the structures used for? Some of the stones are estimated to weigh over 100 tons each and are incredibly intricate and exact. How did they achieve this? What happened to the inhabitants of Puma Punco? So I get these large stone structures. They remind me of like Lego blocks, special like inner cut, inner stone with like key sections in them fitting together. The extraterrestrials didn't create them. They helped. They helped humanity or civilization create them using anti-gravity propulsion, handheld devices to raise very large stones. They actually helped them with cutting instruments as well for exact cuts. So not one particular extraterrestrial species. Palladians were involved, Arcturans were involved. And this is in order to kind of help humanity. Now, what they're used for, like religious ceremonies, protection, and physical protection from, you know, other parts of humanity that might want harm to the civilization. And they're asking what happened to them. They moved on to another region due to something like weather conditions or disease or something going on there. And actually even maybe more environmental changes I'm getting. So it's kind of a natural migration due to a number of factors that made it kind of uninhabitable in that area. 49, hi Team Sterling. At Hampton Court Place in England, on three consecutive nights in 2003, a security camera caught a ghost or someone opening and closing a fire door that opened onto the clock court. The person had a bony white face and was dressed in Tudor period clothes. Was this an apparition or a prank? I get this is absolutely a spirit apparition coming from the 1400s to the 1600 period. I guess that was that the Elizabethan era? This is actually a real apparition. And was there a king around that time? I'm sure Henry the Seventh or something? I don't know. This is a real spiritual apparition. It was a female apparition that did live in that time period, the 1400s, the 1600s, something like that. It's real. So it's not a prank. And I feel that this apparition is there is kind of like a benevolent spirit to kind of help and guard the area. And it feels like you could, I know it's in 2003 they observed her. I believe you could still see her to this day. So people might want to go out there with some camera technology. 48, hello Sterling, how do I manage and clear out our negative emotions? Recently, I've been waking up with fear. It feels like some of these fears are from myself in a previous life. Some are from the collective fear about the drama around the world. Others are fears of family and my future. I've tried to meditate and clear, doesn't always work. Does your team have suggestions for us how to manage these negative emotions, clear them so they're dissipated? Well, first off, whoever asked this question, you're definitely an empath. An empath really have to work kind of double time, overtime, to manage that empath side. That's one of the clair empath. Let's say you jump ahead in the future here, you manage your empath side. The other best way to kind of clear out energy, so to speak, or just keep yourself calm, develop ways to center yourself each day. So whether that's sometimes people like walking in the earth, that's a ground with barefoot, that's a grounding principle. Some people like aromatherapy, a sage scent, but develop some ways for 5, 10 minutes a day just to kind of ground yourself, center yourself. We all taking in emotions from everybody that's around us, all the news sources. But for you in particular, you're an empath, so develop some ways. Now, I recommend this book all the time on this channel if you haven't heard, but pick up a copy of The Empath Survival Guide. It's available everywhere, wherever you shop for books. That might be a good way to start. So a couple of, homework assignments here in order to kind of strategize to get yourself back in a better centered and grounding. 47, hello, Sterling and team. There are reports that 45 has called Putin more than 7 times since leaving office. Are they plotting the destruction of our democracy? Are they involved in keeping the Middle East conflict going until after the 2024 election? I think we touched on the 7 calls before earlier in the show. It's kind of yes to all of the above. 45 is working behind the scenes to help keep things destabilized so he can look like the hero. When he would come into office, but he will not be winning the election. Federal government is aware of all this, and feels like there's billions of dollars still exchanging hands worldwide to try to keep this going. The wars and all these things happening here. So a lot of people are benefiting with billions of dollars behind the scenes to try to keep up with the chaos. But that is why, like a lot of the 7 calls with 45 and Russia took place. 46, hi Sterling and team. Virginia GOP is making their electors sign loyalty pledges to vote what the GOP wants, regardless of voters' wishes. Other states may be following suit. Will anything come from this? Loyalty pledges are not uncommon, so they've been done for a lot of years. I think what has been uncommon here is placing somebody's name in there, like 45's name. So I see that this is not going to go anywhere. I actually see a lot of GOP not signing the pledge. They're asking about the Virginia GOP. I see a lot of Virginia GOP getting ostracized from the party because they won't sign it, so they kick them out of the GOP. But it doesn't look like this is really going to go anywhere and not expand into other states. Not that they won't try, but loyalty pledges, again, are not uncommon. But what's uncommon is placing somebody's name in the loyalty pledge. And that's what's going to backtrack here and not be successful, not be pushed forward. 45, is Elon Musk colluding with Russia and or other world authoritarians? Will Starlink lose US government contracts? Yes, for entertainment purposes only, Elon is working collaboratively with other world dictators and for financial benefit. And I think you're asking whether Starlink will lose government contracts. Eventually here, I see the US government building redundant systems to Starlink, so there won't be a reliance on Starlink. This is going to take another year or so here, more satellites being launched by the US government. Eventually, within a year to 2 years' time here, a lot of the contracts for Starlink with the US government will start to be minimized. That's very true. 44, hello, Sterling and team. Will Senator Bob Casey and Representative Matt Cartwright from Pennsylvania win re-election? It looks like they both, in fact, will win their elections here. Yeah, absolutely. And re-election. 43, I used to wake up and see colorful geometric shapes and mandalas moving across the wall. I was actually fully conscious. What was it? This is typically an entrance to the Akashic Records. So it means you have some ability there to connect with the Akashic Records. That's usually part of an awakening. A lot of times people see repeating numbers when you're going through an awakening process, but seeing a lot of moving images, hieroglyphs, symbols, sacred geometry, a lot of those times you're seeing an entrance to the Akashic Records. 42, hi Sterling. Is the government or the Democrats cloud seeding? Are they cloud seeding to form hurricanes over red states? I've heard this numerous times this week and find it very hard to believe. No, they are not cloud seeding in any way over red states. Further, cloud seeding only works for cloud formations in a localized area. So cloud seeding as a technology does not create major storms and does not enhance or create much higher levels of hurricanes or storms. It does not affect the magnitude of the storm. The other thing that's worth mentioning is I think somebody said something about they think that directed energy weapons, the EWs, are being used to enhance storms or create storms. That's not true either. However, I'll give you a footnote here. We're talking with thousands of extraterrestrials over many years. There actually are very large-scale directed energy weapons like up at Antarctica that were created by governments in conjunction with extraterrestrials to help modify weather conditions. They are not being used. So the smaller DEWs that are moving around different countries that are being used to kind of affect the health of a lot of politicians, that's quite different. But DEWs, by and large, are not being used to create weather events, nor cloud seeding is not being used to create weather events, nor canopy. So I hope that helps whoever asking this question. 41, dear Sterling, do you ever see a time when all animal experimentation will end? My heart aches for those little ones like dogs, cats, rats, mice, rabbits, fish, birds, etc. Yes, within about a decade here, there's going to be a lot of laboratory growing biological elements that'll be used for testing various vaccines, medications, makeup. But it's gonna be like biological, just the way that there'll be a lab grown meat and a lot of lab grown foods, there'll be lab grown biological elements will be used then to test, and they won't have to use animals. So that's coming to an end in terms of humanity's progression as we move out here over this 3-decade reset. But this particular issue will actually be solvable within the decade. 40. Hi, Sterling. There's a little biotech company called Northwest Biotherapeutics that has found a treatment, if not a cure, for glioblastoma, which is brain cancer. Their DC vaccine works with your own immune system to fight the cancer. There are people still living over 15 years after the original trials. This company is suing seven big hedge funds that have been crushing their stock price, thus denying needed funding. An application to market the drug has been filed or filed in the UK and is in the last stages of approval. Do you think there will be long delays for UK approval? Do you think Northwest Biotherapeutics will win the lawsuit against these greedy hedge funds? So I get the new drug is going to be licensed in the UK in short order. That means a number of months. It's ongoing right now. It does look like it'll eventually get licensed in North America, even the US here. And was that all the questions? And then they said, do you think there'll be delays? Do you think we'll win the lawsuit? Yeah, it looks like they are going to win the lawsuit, but I don't know what's going on here with this lawsuit, meaning I don't see big monetary rewards, so maybe there's some sort of what they call a stay or something here legally, where they prevent the hedge funds from putting out information or messaging, or hedge funds have to retract what they said. So not big monetary damages, but I guess that's a way that's like a victory for Northwest Biotherapeutics in that way. So it looks like in that way they would win their case. 39, happy Sunday, Sterling and team. Southern California had its first hurricane in 80 plus years this past year. Will another hurricane hit Southern California again in 2025? Yes, we'll see two hurricanes in 2025 in Southern California. Nothing where near the strength of like Hurricane Helene in Florida or Milton, but there will be two reasonable hurricanes. Touchdown in parts of it's like San Bernardino County or something here, San Bernardino, and up towards the desert area. So I don't know if that's that's what they're showing me, kind of like out the San Bernardino area, even like Victorville. 38. My husband passed away, and we were together forever and always want to be. We talked about how we would always find each other. Will that be possible in heaven? Well, absolutely. You can always find everybody in your extended soul family. Spouses are certainly part of your extended soul family. So are children and relatives and grandparents and even bosses and best friends. You can absolutely find everybody in your extended soul family when you cross over. Absolutely. 37, hi Sterling, can you share with us some ways that we can improve our communication with the animals around us, pets, and the wildlife? How can we help them understand our intention, possibly help us understand their needs and intentions? I mean, this all gets back fundamentally to the way you communicate with your guides and angels. You know, I do the Platinum VIP member live streams on Fridays. That was, you know, this question came up during the Platinum live stream about how to better like communicate with animals. And it all relates to how well you communicate with your angelic team. So I developed some simple homework techniques, which I describe in a show we did up on this channel under membership called Talking with Heaven. It's a simple 5-minute-a-day exercise. But the simple answer is once you develop that real-time clairaudient ability, even if it's rushes of thought with your angelic team, that same communication channel, that innovation, that creative mind center that connects with everything on the other side, connects with animals. Once you start connecting with animals, then it's easy to understand kind of what their needs are, how to help them. So it's all one and the same. It's all the same communication channel. 36, hi Sterling. My question is, why are extraterrestrials invested in humanity's longevity? So it's not just longevity. Extraterrestrials are deeply vested in Earth as a highly unique location in the universe. It's a place where love and fear exists, and many, many different, you know, millions of animal species and plant species, humanity, Homo sapiens sapien. It's a very unique laboratory. So not just the longevity of Homo sapiens sapiens or animals, but it's just the uniqueness of Earth in the entire universe. Yeah, it's very interesting that Earth is a highly unique location. There are similar planets to Earth around the universe, but none with all the exacting elements that we have here on Earth. 35, reading Sterling and team, would you explain how someone becomes a hybrid? Is someone born from with a human or an extraterrestrial? I mean, there's two, I've talked about before, two primary ways that hybrids are created. One is through creation of an egg that is inserted in females. It's done sometimes aboard extraterrestrial ships. So it's a creation of an egg that's then implanted. The second way is in what I call large test tube. So it's taking biological human material and extraterrestrial material and creating hybrids and large glass test tubes aboard motherships. I know all this sounds very fanciful. Everybody will understand all this in the coming years. There's even a lot of scientists on this planet who have already experienced this, have observed this aboard motherships. So this is the two primary ways. Now, once hybrids are created, they're born into families. They're very unsuspecting. So families do not understand. So in the case of like being created in test tubes and then being brought down to Earth, a lot of time they end up and get adopted out. So unsuspecting families don't realize they're adopting a hybrid. Nothing bad. Hybrids are down here to help. But a very, very good question. 34, hi Sterling. I've been hearing for the past several months that all the banks, institutions, religions, and governments will all be abolished because the Earth and apparently us with it will be transitioning to 5D in the near future. Any truth to this? No. So please make sure we all communicate the same. We talk about 5D. We're talking about fifth density. That's a progression. That's an energetic progression. Everybody's evolving. Not to be confused with the fifth dimension. Remember, we're in a three-dimensional world. The fourth dimension is time. The fifth dimension is a dimension moves faster than the speed of light. And that's where time becomes nonlinear. Fifth dimension is nonlinear. So when the person's asking about, will the banks, institutions, will those governments all be abolished? No, everything is evolving in many, many different ways, but won't all be abolished. It's a complete evolution over this 3-decade period here as we kind of move from third density to fourth density to fifth density, which are energetic levels. Remember, by the time you get to fifth density, the veil will be very thin to the other side. A lot of individuals will be able to communicate with the other side very easily. 33, hello, Sterling. I have read that Opus Dei, as DEI, the Day or Die, a powerful radical Catholic group, is being used by Leonard Leo to influence the Supreme Court. How dangerous is this group to our democracy? I get this group, whatever it is, been around since like the 1920s. So this group's around for a long time and kind of holding the mantle for a lot of the things Leonard Leo and the Federalist Society are doing. So the question being asked here is being used by the Supreme Court. Well, Federalist Society and everything that you're asked, whoever's ever asking this question about Opus Dei has been around for a long time. The principles, yes, it's all in effect. It's all, yes. We all understand kind of how the Federalist Society is trying to affect society and government, Supreme Court. It's all very true. Yeah. By the way, I'm just being reminded here, it all dovetails into the Project 2025 living document that's been around for many decades, at least since the time that Reagan was in office. 32, hi Sterling. I was wondering if our loved ones on the other side know it's their birthday, if this day has any significance or they care. My sister Valerie passed away unexpectedly at the age of 58 after a surgery last December. This past Wednesday, the 9th, was her birthday. I bought her a happy birthday cake with all the and lit candles as she know it. Well, I frequently talk to individuals on the other side when I do sessions for people. And yes, they all understand celebration time. It makes them very happy. And many times I'll be talking with somebody in a session and we'll talk with their loved one. They'll say they want to acknowledge there's a celebration coming up, like right now. And many times the person will say, well, yeah, their birthday was last week or their birthday's coming up this week. So yeah, they do acknowledge special times, time to celebration. They all resonate around love. So all of our loved ones kind of see the times around celebration. It also applies to like major graduations when, our children graduate. Loved ones are around during those times as too. It's all very true. Okay, 31, the countdown. Hi, Sterling and team. Will the New York Appeals Court overturn or reduce the amount on the ruling by Judge Engoron in 45's fraud case by Letitia James? I don't see any major significant changes in the amount in any facet of the case. As a matter of fact, it looks like it's going to move through very aggressively after the election. Okay, 30 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling and team. Massachusetts just passed a new gun law that modernizes the gun laws and is hoping to eliminate ghost guns and limits magazine sizes for guns. Of course, the GOP have lost their minds about it and want to overturn it. Will they be able to successfully overturn it? I do see that they're going to overturn it in the short term, but as the Harris administration starts off, this is going to come back to like broader federal guidelines around around ghost guns and stopping or preventing guns in the hands of people that would be a known harm to society or would be harmful to themselves. So there's more stringent laws coming up here on the federal books. So short-term overturn here in Massachusetts and longer-term new federal laws that will help then supplant and support what the first round was going to do here in Massachusetts. 29. Sterling, rumors have swirled around the potential unveiling of a BRICS economic alliance currency, thought to be called the unit, that will put further pressure on the US dollar amid rising de-dollarization efforts from countries looking to increase economic sovereignty. These countries are Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, right? That will only allow trade or economic transactions, currency exchange between all these countries, and is set to roll out in mid-October, November 2024. It is further said that this could have a devastating, destabilizing effect on the US economy. Is there any truth to this rumor? What do you see as the impact of BRICS, if true, on the US and the world, and how much of the impact or instability will it create? So, this is going to create new cycles in the markets. It will. It's not going to destabilize the US dollar overall. Looks like the BRICS currency will be 40 to 50% anchored to a gold standard. So, it'll be more, so kind of a universality to it. Not all countries in that area are going to adopt the BRICS standard. Looks like the new digital currency in the next few years here coming up from the US will also be utilized as a major world currency. In the same way, the US dollar for a long time was used to for oil exchange, like for OPEC as a standard. The US dollar was used like for oil exchange. So this is all part of it'll create cycles in markets, but not a complete devastation, let's say, to US markets or the economy. This is all part of like a push and pull on the economy, the larger economic forces, but not will cause it won't cause a complete destruction of like the US economy, a lot of cycles. 28. Hi, Sterling and team. Would love to know if your guides can confirm the past lives of Jesus spoken about by Edgar Cayce. In the Cayce readings, he mentions Jesus having several Old Testament figures, the prophet Enoch, and even Amilias and Atlantis. Okay, Amilias and Atlantis. You know what? I see these individuals as different souls, not Jesus. They were very highly evolved souls. So it was Enoch and Amilias or Milius and Atlantis. They're highly evolved souls, but not reincarnations of Jesus. 27. Hello, Sterling and team. My son is 17 now. He was diagnosed with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis when he was 12 years old. I know of other young people with the same diagnosis. My son has been taking medications since then. I'd like to know if there will be a cure soon. You know, here again, within about 10 years here, I see big progress around gene editing CRISPR in this area. Now, my team is saying to me that like two big forms of breakthroughs are on CRISPR. So, juvenile, not a doctor, but juvenile diabetes, I believe, is something you can grow out of, whereas adult forms of rheumatoid arthritis or something are more chronic. But so it looks like CRISPR gene editing within 10 years will accelerate the process in juveniles of growing out of it, as well as create cures like in older individuals, help stop it and reverse it. So a bunch of moving parts here to the way CRISPR will affect this particular question. I know they were asking about just about juvenile rheumatoid arthritis or RA, but it's interesting. My team was just saying that some of the first things will be like accelerating the way the juvenile rheumatoid arthritis is removed from the bodies of juveniles. Okay. 26. Has the Dalai Lama, the most well-known living Buddhist figure in the world, met with any extraterrestrials? Yes, many times. Many times will actually be an important part of ruling out full disclosure. 25. Many blessings to you and your team. Is Earth the ultimate classroom in the universe for growth and experience, creating lessons that fast track our spiritual growth? Or are there other planets with similar growth challenges with a similar purpose as Earth? Well, no, Earth is very unique. We talked about it before. There are other planets, other galaxies where souls go to experience other types of experiences, but Earth is highly unique. That's why a lot of souls keep coming back. Its biggest laboratory in the universe is Earth. 24. Do hybrids know their true nature? How will they know and how will we know they are ET hybrids? So all hybrids absolutely know they're hybrids. One of the reasons is that when you're hybrid, it's not just fun and games. You actually have a mission down here to help. You're actually doing things down here to help push humanity forward. So when full disclosure takes place, some of the first introductions people will have is to hybrids, and then we'll see much more large scale introductions to Palladians, Arcturans, a lot of the Greys. There'll be 12 different species that we'll be introduced to here, okay? 23. Hi, Sterling and team. When I was very young, I saw a solid apparition of my father walking down the hallway. He walked past my bedroom and did not acknowledge me. My dad was out of the country for work, so it wasn't him. What was that? An extraterrestrial? This has grappled me for over 50 years. This is not actually your father, but this is a relative that looked like your father. In that area, just making sure you're okay. It's kind of like, guarding the family. So I know you said, look like your father. You said, solid apparition of my dad. Wasn't your dad. It was an ancestor that looked very much like your father. 22. Hello, Sterling and team. Will the recent lawsuit against ExxonMobil regarding their lying about the viability and success surrounding the recycling of plastics amount to any significant damage to ExxonMobil? Well, I do see monetary damages coming towards ExxonMobil from the state of California, the state of California that was involved in this here. But not huge effect on ExxonMobil, no, but it's going to cause them to kind of retrench and refigure out how they want to approach the whole plastics recycling issues and what they're going to tell the public and how they're going to create greater efficiency. So it'll have a have kind of an effect, but I mean, not an overall materially bad effect on ExxonMobil. But yeah, it's going to create some good for humanity. It looks like ExxonMobil now has to take it more seriously. 21. Hello, Sterling. Much is being said about other countries changing their financial systems away from the US dollar mid-November, as well as a massive wealth exchange. Various financial gurus are suggesting that our retirement accounts may be depleted. Do you see a financial catastrophic events occurring in the near future? I mean, we're going to see, you know, I've talked about before, right? So all sorts of digital currencies are being developed worldwide, including new US digital currencies and BRICS, you know, digital currencies, obviously. However, these are just going to create a lot of cycles. Now, we don't give any investment advice on this channel. So everybody, I want you to do everything that you feel safe about. However, there are a lot of cycles going on here over many years. You're going to see it. And I think this question is asking massive wealth exchange. No, not necessarily. A lot of progression around the world with, you know, different exchanges of wealth. That's still going to ongoing, has been ongoing for decades, even hundreds of years. But the way this person's asking the question in mid-November, massive wealth exchange, they might be referring to the BRICS event that's coming up. So I think we already discussed that here on this show. Okay. 20. Hello, my oldest child, who's now 20 years old, has been transitioning from female to male for about the last year with the help of testosterone. Will there be more acceptance of trans people in the next year or so in our country? We live in Utah, so I'm hoping my child will be more accepted in our community very soon. You know, it's actually interesting enough, over the next 8 years here, the 2 terms of Kamala Harris, going to see a real easing and acceptance of the entire LGBTQ plus community. I think even it's the LGBTQ plus IA, I think it is. There's now 2 other letters extended onto it. But over the next 8 years here, a lot more acceptance overall, including, you know, trans people. This question is asking, with your, this is your oldest child, your 20-year-old. Yes, more acceptance. 19. Hi, Sterling and team. I live in Pennsylvania and I'm concerned about fracking. How is the fracking being done affecting the earth and environment? You know, fracking does place increased strains on the earth and does create some regional earthquakes. It does. Fracking is going to be around our society for at least another 40 years, is what I'm getting. So it's still going to be a factor in kind of the way I guess they kind of go after the remnants of oil wells or whatnot. Not an expert in fracking, but it looks like whatever this process is, practice will be around for 40 years in varying degrees. It does create areas of earthquakes. So all that's true. So it's going to be part of society. I don't see massive earthquakes being created by fracking, but certainly a lot of regional earthquake activity. 18. What will happen to Elon Musk after the election? Will he continue to receive federal funding for his projects? Will he be the next MAGA leader? I don't see him being the next MAGA leader. He will be a strong proponent of the election was stolen in 2024. So that's going to be ongoing. He's going to be a vocal, you know, proponent of 45 continuing. And I do see a number of federal contracts still headed his way around SpaceX and automated traffic systems, robots, robotics. So yeah, there's still gonna be federal contracts coming his way. You know, fortunately, unfortunately, that looks like that's still gonna be the case. 17. Hello, Sterling and team. I'd like to know if humans are supposed to be evolving in a way that we stop eating meat. Is it bad to eat meat, or are we supposed to eat it? So, I mean, eventually we're all going to be moving towards 100% lab-grown meat. We talk about that a lot. You know, there's a moral issue to eating meat, but let me answer it this way. My team's saying to answer it this way. From a physical standpoint, I think some people conflate, you know, whether I'm vegetarian or I'm a meat eater that has direct relevance to how my spiritual evolution? No. However, there are ethical and moral issues around some of those topics. And sure, that could affect kind of your spirituality. But, you know, somebody that, say, is a carnivore, I'm sorry to say, that doesn't mean they're not going to spiritually evolve or have skills that can help a lot of people spiritually. But we're all moving towards 100% lab-grown foods and meats over the decades here. And it's all part of the three-decade reset. 16, hello, Sterling and team. You have mentioned that extraterrestrials would be introduced to our world within a few years. I worry because there's so much racism and hatred in the world, especially in our country. Will these beings be accepted? Do you perceive that these beings will help or unite our country and bring peace to the world? So they'll all be accepted. Actually, you know, the revelation of extraterrestrials has already started for a lot of individuals already on the planet, right? So they're already around, are communicating with lots of people. They will eventually be accepted. This is all part of a cycle that the Earth goes through. So every few thousand years, extraterrestrials come around and try to help. But I think the other question you're asking is, you perceive this being the unite the country. Yeah, eventually this is going to start to unite the world, because the world's going to understand there's a lot more than what humanity really understood about the creation of humanity and the role religions play in the world and how they relate to the one source, the one force. So a big change is coming up, big evolution. Eventually everyone will accept them. It happens every few thousand years. 15, will the Supreme Court have to make the final decision on the election in November? Now, I do see that the Supreme Court's going to be involved in 45 challenges to the Supreme Court, something going on with all that, but I do not see the Supreme Court having to make the final determination. It's almost like going to be running in parallel, a lot of background noise, a lot of chaos, but I do see a certification still going to happen even like without the Supreme Court, which is interesting. So Supreme Court may be running in parallel or something here. I do see Kamala Harris being sworn in on January 20th of 2025. 14, hi Sterling and team. Are grounding mats beneficial? Some say grounding mats can help with inflammation, pain, and sleep, and that they can create a feeling of well-being. What do your guides say about this? They have the same effects as walking barefoot on the earth. So do they have any greater ability to provide grounding or centering? No. But you might find yourself in an area maybe where you can't access bare earth or walk barefoot. So they can have an effect here in kind of helping to ground out energy that we all carry with us. You think about it in terms of like static electricity. We walk fast through a carpet and then you discharge that energy to a grounded source. So grounding mats can help with that. That's very true. I wouldn't get overly motivated by the fact that that's going to create all things and that's going to, you know, ground out all energy and help center you completely. No, it's just a factor. Okay. So they're helpful. Absolutely. Okay. 13, the countdown. Will Melania T have to defend herself to the DOJ for all of her husband's criminal and illegal activity? I don't see it taking place directly. I see it taking place indirectly. So not defending herself, but actually providing information to save herself. So some sort of a back-end deal here going on, like cooperation for some leniency going on here. So she'll be part of the equation. 12, the Menendez brothers were jailed 30 years ago for murdering their parents. The brothers say they were sexually abused by their father and no one believed them. The extended family has said yes, that yes, they were abused and are pushing for a second trial. If you can please let us know if the brothers were telling the truth, if the brothers will be freed. You know, I get that they were telling the truth, but I get that like a sentence is going to be reduced and it looks like it could be a second trial here. So I think they're on life imprisonment, no ability of parole for life, but no ability of parole. Looks like they may reduced and they will get out much later in their life here. Looks like the second trial will help push that forward. I do see a level of sex abuse here for entertainment purposes only, but it looks like the problem the court's going to have with the justification for murder. And I think that's what the court case is going to get entangled with here. 11, when we pray, who are we praying to? Source, guides, guardian angels. You're actually opening up a type of telecommunication portal for all. It's like opening up a strong cell phone connection or a cell phone tower connection. Now you can dial up anybody you want to communicate with. As you put prayers out there, for example, you're putting a request to the universe. And it's almost in a funny sort of a way, guides, archangels, one source, one force, they decide amongst themselves who needs to take the call. They go, well, Joe, this call's for you. So yeah, you're opening up a large telecommunication portal, if you will, channel to the other side when you pray. And you can bring through anything you want through that communication channel, right? Healing energy, communication with entities, archangels, anything you want. 10, greetings to you and your team. Has Mary, Mother of Jesus, really appeared in the spirit of Fatima or Fatima, Lourdes, Guadalupe, and other places around the world? I get this was the one source, one force, making an image available that aligned with a person's beliefs. So if you're highly religious or aligned with Christianity, one source, one force, ooh, I just got a cold chiller, shows you an apparition of what makes you feel most comfortable. So, and by the way, in Fatima, I think that's how you say it. I think there were children that, involved in that observation in Fatima. I saw that those were actually extraterrestrials that were actually creating that imagery going on there. It's a little bit of a mix here, but they're asking whether it was Mary, Mother of Jesus. My team's saying, no, it was like an apparition created by the one source, the one force. Still very powerful. 9. Hello, Sterling and team. A few years ago, my mother and I were relaxing one night watching TV when I happened to look out the window and saw a big UFO-looking craft hovering above the apartment building across from mine. My mom saw it too, and we watched it for a few minutes before it seemed to disappear. We have wondered about it all this time. Can you please tell us what we saw? This appears to be a military aircraft surveilling the area. So it may have been a UFO looking aircraft. It looks like this was a military man-made aircraft surveilling the area. 8. Hi, Sterling team. What would the outcome be if an unsuspecting hybrid submitted a sample for DNA testing? It will show as normal Homo sapiens sapien DNA. The reason is that our equipment right now is not advanced enough to detect the aberrations in hybrid DNA. It will be. This equipment will be delivered to Earth over the next number of years. But right now, the equipment we have on Earth cannot discern it. 7. Hi, Sterling. A month after my dear friend passed away, I went to clean out his house. While I was loading my car, a beautiful butterfly went inside and perched on my steering wheel. I tried to take a picture, but it flew away. It came back the second time and landed on the steering wheel again. And this time I got the most beautiful photograph. Was that my dear friend letting me know he was okay? Yes, this was a direct message from your friend in the form of a messenger butterfly. So our individuals, our loved ones on the other side can always help to manipulate animals, spiritual artifacts here on Earth. This is a very common thing that the way animals, insects relate and work with our loved ones on the other side to get us messages. They come through feathers, birds, butterflies, all sorts of things. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful that you got a picture of it, because I feel like what I'm hearing from your friend was, he's like, darn it, I wanted to get a picture of that to remember that. So I'm glad it all worked out. So direct thank you from your friend too for all you did for him. 6, dear Sterling, the vape industry is exploding. The banning of flavored nicotine did not make a difference. Will the world ever become nicotine free, or is it always part of life? Yeah, I feel like this whole industry is going to have a big effect for the next 2 decades still before it starts to roll off. So for some reason, nicotine is still going to be a big factor in society for like the next 2 decades, and then it'll start to roll off. 5, greetings to Sterling and team. Can you tell me, once I pass over to the spirit world, will it be possible to communicate with the spirit of someone I didn't know in my life but admired greatly from afar? Yes, you can. But keep in mind that when you pass over, you don't have the same human connections all the time that you have when you're on Earth. For example, if you admired somebody because, you know, they were a famous star or musician or singer or something, It's a little bit based in ego. When you get to the other side, you realize how similar we all are in soul energy. You might find them to have a much more loving soul energy. You can communicate with anybody you want to on the other side, but it has a little bit different level of honor or respect than it does here on Earth, because there's a bit of materiality and ego that's interconnected with the way we experience things on Earth, like thinking about, for example, stars or actors or musicians are somehow elevated above us in some way. So it's interesting. I like that question because it denotes kind of the difference between the earthbound human dimension and the heaven dimension, the way we perceive things. Four, do extraterrestrials feel fear when they are here on Earth? I know they do not live in a space of fear where it exists, but if they can, do they still feel it? Yeah, all extraterrestrials absolutely acknowledge fear. They don't live in fear, but fear is like a warning diagnostic system for you, like danger. So it actually helps you lean away from or prevent dangerous situations. So a fear component, a lot of times, is like a signaling to say, be careful. So they actually use that kind of fear mechanism like as a safety mechanism. Three, hi, Sterling and team. Can you explain why some angels are birth angels and others are archangels? Are archangels just more evolved form, or were they created by the one source, one force as archangels? And are there more or other types of angels besides birth angels and archangels? Yeah, absolutely. So yes, archangels always start out as a much higher form of angel. They start out that way by the one source, the one force. Birth angels are sometimes called guardian angels. They're assigned individuals. They're angels, but they're assigned individuals down here to keep you on the planet if it's not your time. There's also earth angels, which are a human incarnation of a type of angel. You got to be careful here. They call them earth angels. When you go to the other side, you're not an angel, but you're very highly evolved here on earth. So they refer to as earth angels, highly connected to the other side with real missions to help people down here. So there are archangels, there are birth angels, there are guides. Guides are human beings that were walked the planet one time, thousands of years ago, lots of reincarnations to get to a place where they have expertise to be able to guide people. But yeah, good question. There are very different versions, and they were created starting out at different levels by the one source, the one force, at their point of origination. Two and number one. So I always take notes before I start this in the countdown. So I'll read those back to you. Number two, what do you see coming up for this week? Aggressive campaigning by both Democratic and Republican leadership continuing in all swing states to a mega level, not MAGA, a mega level, meaning everybody's going to be working overtime 24 by 7. New aggressive federal funding and outreach programs are going to be initiated start here for Hurricane Helene and Milton storm victims. Milton storm victims here. Interesting. New historical recovery of human remains in a place that was not thought to have human inhabitants in the world. So some sort of new breakthrough coming up here about discovering human beings or humanity or Homo sapiens sapiens living in an area that we didn't believe that was the case. It's interesting. New storms brewing in the Gulf areas. Be careful. New storms are going to be brewing. New Israeli defense military programs initiated in the Middle East to counteract recent challenges to their safety. So everybody stay safe and send out a lot of love and light here. Number one in the countdown. Do you have anything your guides want to share? Moving through life with great intention is the most important aspect to truly living your life purpose and affecting the types of changes we want for ourselves and the world. Your intention is the directional North Star you create for yourself. On that note, that concludes the show being recorded today on Saturday, the 12th of October, 2024. It'll be posted live on Sunday, October 13th, 2024. As always, if you need to reach me, go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com. Look for the book session tab. Again, if you want to join our Platinum membership, where we do live stream, answer lots of questions on Friday mornings, Pacific time zone, you can join the Platinum membership using the join button on the front page of the Sterling Psychic Medium YouTube channel or our website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. I'm going to send out a lot of goodwill and tremendous love and gratitude and light to you and all of your families. Take care, and I'll look forward to seeing you all again very soon.